Hey, want to welcome in Eagle Mayor Andrew Coolidge. Andrew, how are you?
Good. How are you, Scott?
Doing good. I know it's been busy times. Thank you for taking the time, Mr. Mayor. We want to talk to you. As we've seen now, the back and forth between the advocates in the city and an agreement over the last week or so for Tikard Ponds and the clearing there. And if anybody's driven by, they've seen that the work is going on now with Public Works.
Yeah, you know, getting that area clean was definitely not easy. It's taken a lot of city resources and a lot of city staff to clean it up. But, you know, like everyone in town, I drove by that area, and it was very frustrating to see it in such disarray and the garbage kind of strewn all over the place. So, you know, now getting that cleaned up, as we clean up each one of these sites, it's really nice to see that. And then, you know, of course, the emails for me turn from, good, you know, clean this darn area up to, hey, thank you for getting this done. But, you know, it's a challenge as we move from one spot to another. And a lot of people don't understand that. They just don't, they, you know, aren't spending the time as they shouldn't to find out exactly what's going on and why this is happening to our community. So, you know, it's our job to make sure these spots get cleaned up and we move through them as fast as we can.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Tikard Ponds, because it was
sure.
Reported that there was something going on with the count that the city had done and the staff out there doing the count and the number of beds available. And the advocates thought it was an undercount or it wasn't enough beds available at the local shelters,
right,
either at the Pallet Shelter or at the tourist shelter, whatever it may be. And then something about a line being drawn and the city was only allowed to clean this part of Tikard Ponds.
Yeah.
What about the other side now? What's happening with that?
Yeah, so to give you kind of a background on this, what's happened is we know when we clear these areas that only a certain number of people are going to, who are assessed, are going to end up in shelter. A huge number of them at this point are going to refuse that. And that was not necessarily the case in the beginning. So in the beginning, when we came into Comanche Creek, you know, we had quite a number of people who actually decided to go to the Pallet to help. And we've had really good success stories from there, from the shelter too. You know, Amber and her staff over there at the Jesus Center have done an amazing job with that shelter. But that being said, we know that only a percentage of people are going to go. But however, the advocates have pushed back and said, no, look, unless you have space for every single person, you can't enforce on an area. So this is where it gets complicated. Unfortunately, the judge agreed with them on that we had to have enough space in shelters, whether it be tourists or whether it be pallet shelter, to enforce the area. So we had to trim back the area that we were going to enforce, even knowing that those spaces would never be taken. So, you know, the city disagrees with this. I disagree with this because, you know, certainly we've moved through enough of these areas to know not every single person out there is going to go into shelter. But it's really just kind of one of the tactics they've used to delay us.
Yeah, and is there anything that could be done about, I mean, was that was part of, I assume, of the original settlement agreement between the city and the advocates that the judge stepped in. And at that time,
yes,
it didn't seem like there was any issue with, yeah, we have this number of beds, we're doing the pallet shelter, tourist shelters in, Jesus Center, all the local that can help, will help. And have they backed off on that a little bit? Has the judge backed off on that?
No, not necessarily. So he wants to make sure we have enough beds for whatever area we enforce. So if we go out there, and that was really the problem with Tikard is, you know, they counted, the advocates counted, you know, X number of people we had, you know, let's say it was, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but let's say it was 45. We had 43 beds at the time, so they said you can't enforce the area.
Okay.
So even though knowing that they're not all going, and in fact, now it's a very low percentage of folks who actually end up going when we enforce these areas, because these are the people who don't want to go.
Right.
You know, and these are the people who are, you know, fine with doing it. Why is beyond me. I know a lot of them have drug and mental issues. You know, we know that from our reports from Butte County Behavioral Health when they've come in and talked to us and presented in front of council. But, you know, if you're going to live in a flooded out area, which, you know, makes absolutely no sense, is wet, it's freezing cold outside, or you want a pallet shelter where you've got a heater and an air conditioner and, you know, two meals a day, you know, for you and I, that's a no-brainer. But for these folks, you know, they want that freedom to come and go and do whatever they're doing. And I'm not going to say they're involved in illegal activity, but some of them probably are.
Yeah.
You know, obviously some of them have extreme mental conditions that make it difficult for them. And some of them have, you know, substance abuse issues too. So
where does the city go next here, Andrew, with, because I think Eric recently was interviewed and he said even, you know, it's kind of like, and we always bring this up, Andrew, I know we have too. It's almost like whack-a-mole. Yep. You clear them out of here, but now they're popping up. I mean, another area that's close to me is that stinking bike path right there off Lassen. And that seems that when this place was cleared, all of a sudden you see a dozen more tents have popped up there out at Depot Park again. Areas that were initially cleared are now repopulating. So what is a solution to this?
Sure. And those issues were cleared, but they haven't been cleared under the settlement agreement. And that's really where we've gotten to. So, you know, as we came into Comanche Creek and cleared that out, no one can go back there. And in fact, the target team checks back through Comanche Creek. You know, if anyone sees anybody in Comanche Creek, they should give a call to PD. They'll come in and enforce them out of there immediately. So this is what we're going to have to do, and this is the scenario we're in for each of these areas.
Okay.
So, you know, Depot Park, yep, it's going to have to be done. It's on our list. The bike path, of course, is on our list. A lot of folks complaining about that now. All these other areas. But, you know, as we look forward and we kind of play this game where we chase them out of one area and into another, the good thing is that the area we chase them out of, they're not going back to.
Okay.
And we're going to make sure stays enforced. So, you know, I've had plenty of conversations with PD and the city manager about that. We're keeping those areas clean. So that's the good news. The bad news is it's going to take another probably 6 months to get the rest of Chico cleaned up.
Yeah. Can you tell us?
Through these properties and do this stuff. The other issue we have, of course, is the site that we have out at, you know, Eaton and Cohasset. A lot of folks pushing back on that. Certainly the Northern California Legal Services, I think, have really dragged their feet on this area. They were supposed to have some rules put in place there. We've asked them time and time again to meet us in the middle and get those set up, and they have completely dragged their feet doing that. So we want to push forward with that area and clean that up too, you know, designate certain sizes out there for space. So, you know, a lot of people are pushing back on that area too, knowing we have to have it, but, you know, it's not supposed to be what it is now, and we're working on that.
Yeah, because we've seen that as well. Again, out in the area there, I'm in North Chico, so we see that just has grown and grown, and more people. And my initial reaction was, hey, that was supposed to be a designated spot where people that didn't get into the pellet shelter or couldn't into tourist shelter, that's where the city said, hey, that's where you can go. But it seems like you just said, more and more people have gotten in there because either rules are being broken or whatever it be.
They are. And we're hoping to get that cleared up. We were hoping to get that cleared up without having to go back to the judge. It looks like we may have to do that. You know, legal services has had a request from December 13th from the city to get moving on that area and come up with that, you know, those specifications. But, yeah, that area isn't going to remain either. So, you know, we're going to push forward on that to make sure that it is just what the settlement agreement says and not the mess that it's become.
Can we talk a little bit about the cost and what it's?
Sure.
Do you have numbers on what it's costing? I know every time we talk to Eric, it seems like just for the manpower alone, it's just thousands and thousands and thousands, even millions of dollars now. I know Amber at one recent council meeting did a presentation and she said, and I don't know if I have the correct number, but it was almost like $4 million or around there to run the pellet shelter and what they're doing there. Because as we know, the Jesus Center is running the shelter, basically the pellet shelter out there. So what about the city cost? What is it costing the city to keep with these clear outs and just having the target teams and all that in for dollar amounts?
Well, you know, target team, that staff that we're going to have out and about doing their job anyway.
Okay.
Public works, you know, a lot of that cost is being picked up by, you know, public works budget within the city's budget. However, there are extra costs, of course. But, you know, are we bringing on extra manpower for this? No, we're not. We're using the manpower that we have. Are other things sometimes being let go? Is it taking a little longer to fill a pothole than it should? Sure. So that's really where you're seeing that. But, you know, obviously hauling this, you know, using the equipment, things like that, they all have costs.
Yeah.
So you know, we're going to see some costs on the city side for the cleanup side of things. You know, in terms of the pallet shelter, you know, the construction costs on that place were close to $3 million. And luckily, the county ponied up about $1.7 million of it for the shelters themselves. So that was pretty huge. They used COVID money to do that. The city used a lot of COVID type funds that can only be used for specific purposes for this as well. The operating budget for the last year, which is actually under a year, has been around $4 million. The thing I can tell you, though, is this, is yes, that's a huge cost that we've had to bear, but that cost would exist regardless if we want to solve this problem. So other cities are, you know, you go down to up to Redding, Red Bluff, places, Yuba City, Marysville, places like that. They're investing in these type of pallet shelters already because they have really no other option to clear out their areas. So the unfortunate thing is, you know, and I'm not sure a lot of people know this. I get people all the time who say, hey, you know, I went to Texas and things are fine in Texas. I went to Florida and things are fine in Florida. You know, they go down to Southern California and things are a mess. They go to the Central California, things are a mess. So I was down there this past weekend, and, yeah, and you know, things aren't pretty there either.
San Francisco.
San Francisco. I mean, facing some of the worst crisis regarding this issue.
And now facing the same thing Chico faced with the legal services there.
Right. Yeah.
Doing the same thing.
You know, this is something that's just going to continue. But here's the real difference between, let's say, Florida and California. Florida is in a different federal district court than we are. They have a different ruling than we have. So they're not facing, Martin v. Boise.
Right.
So until a city actually takes this to the Supreme Court, I believe you have four different federal courts with different rulings on this issue and how it's approached throughout the U.S. So until one of these cities, and it's not going to be Chico because we don't have the $10 to $15 million to throw out a Supreme Court case, but until they take it to the Supreme Court and get one ruling for the entire country, you're going to have portions of the U.S. that are one way or another. So that's really what we're waiting for. And I think ultimately that will be in the future, hopefully the near future, where the relief will come from when the Supreme Court goes, look, this is what you have to do to be able to clear up your public spaces. And, you know, maybe that'll be more conservative or more liberal. I don't know which way it's going to go. But
right.
My hope would be, obviously, that they put everybody in the U.S. in one, direct path forward, because this mismatch between states is not healthy.
Listen, Andrew, we always appreciate it. What's next? Do you have a listing of once Tikard Ponds is cleared up, what's next on for clear out?
You know, in terms of the order, we try not to release that ahead of time. But, I mean, you're going to see the bike path. You're going to see Depot Park. Almost said Home Depot Park. Oh, boy.
There's an idea.
Yeah, you know. No. but, no, you're going to see Depot Park. Depot Park's on the list. The bike path, obviously, is on the list. You're going to see us move through the rest of these areas. We our goal is to get Chico clean. The goal is 6 months, I think, is tangible if it takes a little bit longer than that. But, you know, the one thing that we want to keep doing, and we've done a really good job on, is making sure that Lindo Channel doesn't have any more people coming back into it after we cleared it, that Comanche doesn't, and Tikard as well. So,
perfect.
You know, you're going to see these areas stay clean, and that's really what the city's pushing for.
Mayor Andrew Coolidge, we always appreciate taking the time, Andrew. Thank you for the update, and we have you on again. We will do it again.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Andrew, thank you. That's perfect.
Yeah.